Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
On the phone together this morning, it's Carly and Nick. Carly, let's start with you. You sent the email, Honda of Westport Couples Court. What's going on?
Okay, so my boyfriend, Nick, decided that he was going to propose.
Well, that makes him your fiance.
That's true.
If you said yes. I mean, if you're both here, I'm assuming you said yes.
Yes, I did, but I'm upset about the ring because he got it on Black Friday, and I don't feel like you should get a ring on Black Friday. Like, he was looking for a deal.
Wait, so you're bummed because he saved money, or you just don't like it?
I like it. I wanted to pick out exactly what I wanted, so I sort of feel like you should return it and let me pick out exactly what I wanted. And he was...
Nick, what's your side of this?
It is the exact ring that she wanted. We actually sat down and went over pretty much all the specs, like what kind of shape, what kind of diamond. And I had already been shopping for a while for this, and I just saw that there was going to be some really great Black Friday deals. So that was like the way for me to get the biggest possible diamond and like the nicest cut. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal at all.
You talked about the type of ring that you wanted, Carly, but you guys did not actually go to a jewelry store and have you point to the one and say, that's the one.
Exactly. You got close.
This is always tricky for me. Isn't there something to be said about the element of surprise when you're asking somebody to marry you? You're surprised by the ring, right?
No, I picked my ring out exactly, and I just said, surprise me when you ask me.
Right.
Do a grand gesture for the proposal, but I don't trust you with something I'm wearing for the rest of my life.
Okay, so it's not unheard of for you to be like, do exactly what I tell you to do in this instance, but at the same time be spontaneous.
Yeah.
My dad proposed to my mom with a ring that was within his family. I didn't do that, but, you know, this is about the man presenting you with a ring. It just takes away some of the romance when you, if a woman goes out and says, you know, that's the one I want, and then the guy, like, sheepishly goes and takes care of it. The ring that
yeah,
I'm...
But here's the thing. You just said it. Like, I do have to wear it the rest of my life.
Right. Here's the thing, Nick. If you asked for a sports car and your wife bought you the car that you wanted, but underneath the hood there was just a couple of hamsters getting you down the road at about 15 miles per hour, it wouldn't quite be the same thing, right? I mean, it looks like what you want. It kind of seems like what you want, but it's not what you want. What is the end result that we're looking for here now, Carly? Are you asking him to return this ring so you can pick out another ring?
Yeah.
And Nick, I would imagine that the challenge for you is that if you bought it on Black Friday, you're probably worried you're not going to get the same value back.
Of course.
All right, and Carly, what are you going to do if this stone is smaller once you get it back after this because of that situation?
Well, I guess maybe I'd want to go with him so we could see if it's even
right.
possible.
So you could tell him to go back to work so that you could get the same size rock with the different ring that you want, right? I mean, that's...
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, okay. Here's the vote. Should you, Nick, have to return the ring that you purchased for Carly on Black Friday, whether or not you're going to get full value back or not, so that you and Carly can pick up the exact ring that she wants together? Or, Carly, tough cookies, this is the ring that he presented to you. He loves you. If you want a new fixture or a new setting or something like that, you're going to have to wait to the 5 or 10 year anniversary. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
All right, great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Nick saved big bucks when he went and purchased the engagement ring for Carly on Black Friday, but she says it's not the one that I really want. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9.
I think Carly needs to have an open mind if they go back and pick this ring out, because I got a ring that I never thought I could get. You just have to keep your fiance's budget in mind. You can get a nice ring. Just keep the carat size down. Maybe get a little bit more of an ornate band. But I think she really just has to think about, we're getting married. Kind of calm down a little bit with that.
Okay, so temper your expectations is what you're saying.
A little bit.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I side with him. I think he should take the ring and run. And give it to someone that really deserves it. You know. She sounds like a spoiled brat, and I will run if I was him. Yes.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know, I think that that is immediate reaction to everybody that is going to hear these things. At the same time, when you're in the situation, you got to have that question of, am I being truly true to myself here without sharing my reaction? 1-800-330-9999. We still want to hear from you. Nick or Carly, do they have to take this ring back, even if it's going to cost them money? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Nick and Carly are engaged, or at least they are right at the moment. Who knows whether or not it stays this way? See, Nick bought the engagement ring on Black Friday, asked Carly to marry him, and while she said yes, she also said, I don't like this ring. Now she wants him to take it back. He's worried that he's going to lose value because he saved a bunch on Black Friday.
The issue with Carly is she wants that big ring, but she also wants the big price tag with it. And I think that's where we're getting the headbutting here.
Yeah, sometimes you might be right, all right? Really looking at closer at it is that maybe she didn't want him to save money, or she doesn't want other people to perceive that he got it at a discount.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Should that even matter? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I am definitely on his side. You know, if he kind of knew what she wanted and was looking around and got the best deal, okay, so what if on Black Friday, and gave her the ring with a great proposal, for her to ask him to bring it back, I think he should run. I mean, it's terrible. Oh, my God, how selfish.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Nick's side. I think Nick is, for one, being fiscally responsible. Secondly, I think this is just signs of things to come in their future if he bows down now to her wanting to bring this ring back.
Draw that line in the sand and get in the trenches, people. This is war.
The ring is a symbol of his love, commitment to his future wife, and that's how she should take it. Bottom line.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Raven, how are you, sir?
Wonderful, thank you.
I'm on the side of the gentleman. Why? Well, I think it's kind of obvious. She may be a little bit over her head here. I think you ought to return the ring, take the money, buy her a fruitcake, and say see you later.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda Westport Couples Court, it's Nick and Carly. And Carly, I'm sorry, you're out of luck here. Nick scored big on Black Friday, and now you got to live with this ring. I mean, if you just think about it for a minute, it has all the features that you asked. You just didn't pick it out before. Try and celebrate that element of surprise.
Okay. I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but I said I would listen, so I will accept it.
And look at it this way. You save so much on the ring. Now you have extra money to put towards the wedding.
That is a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And you got the weight, girl, all right? With real estate, it's always location, location, location. With diamond, it's always size. It's size.
Okay.
Nick, you all right with this? I mean, you come out on top.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm glad that I won. Let's go look. Just get an idea with the notion that maybe in the future we'll upgrade. You know, is that okay?
Aww. Yes, I love that.
See, he's taking your feelings seriously. All right, this is time for me to go. If anybody else has an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.